How you guys doing? Is more lawsuits against the government for hitting me in the face and teeth? What race are you, government man? And in reference to political families making up shit lies about my parents, every person that slandered my mother or father's character, all information has to be retraced back to the person in government that made up the lies about my parents. What race are you, government? These people in government that are denying the information of who my parents are.
Was that a black satellite?
Those government people in government positions must get prosecuted because it clearly shows databases.
Do you have a pet black satellite?
Why don't you step in the ring, black man?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi. 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 What's with the webcam always swooping down like that?
Oh, well, whenever I'm not using it, I flip it up so in case someone hacked me, they kind of see. I don't know. I don't know why I do it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Okay. Well,
I just wanted to know it's nice to share like experiences like that.
Fuck you, buddy.
Dude, every time I plug in my my podcasting microphone, like the way the cable is situated on my desk, it clicks the DPI button on my mouse like 7 times. So when I grab it, it's fucking freewheeling all over the goddamn screen. I barely move it and I'm flying across.
I'm like, you gotta hold on to your desk chair when it's like that.
Dude, for Windows 12, they should add in physics to the icons on your desktop so you can grab them and throw them, you know?
They should supercharge the desktop.
Should add physics to every interactable thing. The windows, you have to pin them literally. You have to grab a little nail and stick them on the, put little paperweights. Your mic just dropped out.
Nope, that was my fault. Okay. I was looking away. Well. Mm. What a day. So much in the news lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been queuing up with
Fortnite.
The news.
We're playing Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah.
And
it's
the
a big
Wilson
one.
Promises Discord. It's popping.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's popping huge, off. Yeah. Yeah, people playing at all hours.
A lot of Fortnite. It's
a lot of Fortnite going on.
Becoming a bit of a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had to take a couple days off from Fortnite.
God, yeah, it's dangerous. I remember I used to see those stories about my kid spent $300,000 buying trap skins and jerking off to them, and now I have to sell our house, and we live under an overpass, and my kid keeps doing the Dougie.
The flossing dance.
And I've lost everything due to this fucking game. And I just think, wow, what idiots. And now I see.
Now you see how it happens.
I can see
it's
how
so
it
easy.
Happens.
It could happen to any
it's
of
so
us.
It's so easy. Like, I mean, you're just, like, literally, you're just like, let me just spin you a hypothetical for a second. Let's say, hypothetically, sure. You have a certain number of V-Bucks already because of maybe other purchases you've made to get something like the Battle Pass or a Leon S. Kennedy skin, you know?
Yeah.
And so the way this works, though, is usually you do not buy the exact amount of V-Bucks for the item.
It would never work out that way, almost.
Never one-to-one. They always will be a little bit more. So then you buy it in these bulk. And so let's say you are looking at maybe the Naruto run emote in the store and you realize, fuck, I need that. And then you
I
look
only
at
need
your
300 more V-Bucks,
300
but
more.
I have to buy, 5,000 or
700 or whatever the increments
sure,
are.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to tell you, I bought the V-Bucks because I'm not going to not be the doom guy doing the Naruto run.
That reminds me, I needed to unsubscribe from the monthly.
Oh, yeah.
Fortnite premium thing I signed up for the other night. That was a little impulsive.
Oh, God, dude. Have you ever seen the show Below Deck?
Below Deck?
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
No, I haven't seen it. I've never heard of this show.
Okay, it's a reality TV show that is about... it follows like a crew, and like each season's a different crew that charter a yacht, or work on a chartered yacht. And the yacht's name, at least in the season I was watching, was called Eros. And I was like, God, what is that? And I looked it up, and because I seemed familiar, Eros means sexual love in Greek, which is like such a weird, like, come on my fuck boat.
No, that's perfect, dude. Why would you name it anything else?
I guess. But so it's the way it works is
that, or like, the Red Dragon.
The Red Dragon would be sick. Or maybe Naruto.
From Rush Hour 2. Naruto, yeah. Naruto would be a good name for the boat.
Call it Naruto, Ludicrous Naruto. You know what I mean?
Ludicrous Naruto, the yacht. Yeah.
But so this crew services the boat, and people charter the boat, and it's all filmed for reality TV. So they're actually doing the job, but they're filming the reality TV show also. So there's all the reality drama. But what's interesting is that it's really expensive to charter it, but the people that go through the show get a discount on it because they're being filmed, and obviously all the stuff that comes along with being filmed and everything.
Oh,
right?
So it shows that it's not just the crew that the show's about. It's about the people traveling.
It's about the people traveling. Yeah. So you have to wonder, like, they're obviously wealthy because they're able to afford it. Because I think like even with the discount, it's like, you know, it's like six figures or something. It's like expensive.
But it's so just they function already, as sort of like a pay to play, like here's your shot at 15 minutes of fame.
I don't know.
Instagram account or something.
I think it's like people who are obviously wealthy, but are still like cheap and trying to like get a deal on things. So you get like this really kind of interesting, shitty
say
person.
No more. Say no more. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah. 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 So you get this guy who's like in his like late 50s, who's chartering this thing and bringing along all of his family and his like too young but still busted girlfriend.
That's a classic combo.
Yeah. And
too young for you and somehow still not good looking.
Of course. Yeah. And he's just, you know, drinking from the moment he gets on the boat, and just is shit faced by like 11 o'clock. And his like request for the crew was that they have a foam party on the deck, which is a thing you do when you're like at a lock in at a laser party or something, laser quest party or something.
Yeah, something adults. I mean, unless you're getting up to some Eros type activity.
No, so he's just shit faced. He's wearing like shutter shades. The bubbles don't stay on the boat because you're on a boat. They're just blowing away. And he's like groping the blonde staff member constantly, trying to kiss her on the mouth.
Did it work?
Fucking rules. No, she ducked. Man. She ducked every time. But what I was thinking though, what made me think about that is the only way you can watch it is on like the fucking Peacock app or something.
Ugh,
and so I was like, oh God. So I'm like scrolling through and like I found the Peacock app and I installed it on my TV because I didn't want to deal with anything. And I'm going through all of it. And I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll just sign up for the free trial. And I go to sign up for it and come to find out I've been paying for some reason, a Peacock subscription for God knows how long.
That's the most surprising thing you've ever said to me in my entire life.
God,
that's
dude,
so it's frustrating. I hate that. That's definitely happened to me with like Shudder, where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to reactivate Shudder. So I never turned it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Shudder, the worst TV app in the world.
It's horrible. It's
do
really,
they even have one on your gay ass LG?
Hey, LG is like the gold standard of fucking.
Yeah, don't you.
Oh my God, it's an OLED LG TV. What
OLED.
The fuck are you talking about?
Why don't you OLEFs?
I bought it. I know what you mean. We talked about this earlier. I'm debt maxing.
Debt maxing, dude. Yeah. I'm glad you've been getting into the same high videos I've been sending you.
I haven't actually. What's his deal now? What's he doing?
No, I'm just joking. I just watched that's why I brought it up recently, is because just like the opposite of, you could just kind of like rack up a bunch of credit card debt and then
done.
Don't pay it back.
Done.
And then whenever they sell it to collections, you cry to the collections and say, I'm sorry, I can't pay it back. I can pay you like $1,000. Can I get that at like 3 years at like low interest? You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's truly what, like, that is what, if there's all those, I remember saying like as a kid, it would stress me out as a kid.
Credit fix your credit.
Yeah. It would be like a woman like going about her day.
Collectors won't stop calling.
Yeah. And like the phone rings and she just like has a meltdown. And like, it's like just drinking vodka from the bottle in the bathtub.
She starts smashing up the kitchen with a frying pan.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's just that Dare commercial. Or this is your brand on drugs.
Yeah. And it's like, are you afraid of the phone? Call us. And it turns out, the only thing those companies do is they do exactly what you can do on your own, which is just wait forever. And then say like, hey dog, you're never going to get $20,000 from me.
No. Yeah.
How does 2,000 over the next 15 years?
Yeah, 2,000 over the next 15 years sound.
Yeah. Yeah. So
beautiful.
It's a beautiful country I live in.
I just, it's too late for me to debt max. Just doesn't make sense at this point for me. Mm-hmm. But
you should move to California. It's really,
because what it will prevent you from doing is buying a home. Because your credit score, until you fix your credit score, you know what I mean.
Well, you can have a shit. Oh, I guess if you're not paying for any of it, your credit will go down. But if you're like paying on it, your credit will be fine.
But it has to go to collections in order to like.
True.
You have to get sold to collections to really debt max.
That's true.
So I want to. We should. That's gonna tank your credit for sure. That's why you do it when you're young.
We should start. We should start our own credit score.
Credit bureau, that's a great idea. Start our own credit bureau.
Yeah,
you know, you've heard of FICO. This is DICO, and it's all just lesbian women who run it. Running that show,
it's
kind of
like it'll be like that scene in John Wick where all the it's like the steampunk lesbians that run all of the like the billings for the assassins.
Dude, I need to watch the second and third ones again because I barely remember anything from
it. It is so weird. It's like. The first one is like a perfect kind of action movie.
The right amount of world building, like just hints at stuff, and there's like really cool.
Yeah.
And then whenever they go into it, it's always kind of, you know, like with anything, it's a little underwhelming.
Yeah, they literally like cut in the second one. They're like, oh, well, I guess there's a lot of phone calls in the movie, so there needs to be a call center. And then like the call center is all staffed by like butchy looking steampunk.
Yes, I do remember that.
Typing on like typewriters and smoking like cigarettes and shit.
Yeah.
It's very weird. That part of the movie was very
weird. Bunch of non-binary people.
John Wick walks in there and just shoots them all in the back of the head. Just toss a grenade in there.
He's running around naked for some reason. He's like twirling around, spin kicking and shooting people in a circle.
He has like his legs are amputated, so he has those like scoop Olympic runners fucking springs and just
so he can
spinning.
Bounce really high.
Yeah, but he's like doing like head spins and just decapitating all the women. He's
doing like two front flips and shooting people in the face. Double front flip to headshot.
Let me write John Wick 4 or whatever. Dude,
I think we can make a better John Wick 4.
I like the other John Wick movies. They're like more of the same in a lot of ways, but the first one's still the best.
No, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit more of the same for John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not as compelling.
Damn, there was some John Wick happening at my house yesterday.
You had to ascertain kinetically a scenario.
No, some people set off like fireworks behind my
fireworks.
House. Mm-hmm. At like 1 a.m. And it was like extremely loud, like mortar shell fucking thing. It's so goddamn loud.
It's a little rude.
And it's like 4 or 5 of them. And, it's just like, I mean, I was already like, I don't know, not in a good sleeping mode. And then that just like, I don't know, triggered me. It really triggered me. I was unable to sleep. And then, so following the fucking loud explosions, a helicopter starts circling by so low that it's like rattling the windows.
Why?
Well, so then I like pulled up the Citizen app.
Someone did fireworks?
Well, so I pulled up the Citizen app and like the first thing was like a block over and it was like gunshots reported.
Oh, they thought
at this intersection. And it's like, dog, what type of fucking guns? I could see the lights in the sky when the fireworks went off. They're like, people thought they were using like revolutionary muskets or whatever.
Yeah. Black powder rifles.
My fucking ops. My ops sliding through with the boomsticks.
With the blunderbuss. The boomsticks. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Because I think when like in like New York, I feel like they're like shot spotter. Or in Chicago, I'm sure they probably have that like shot spotter technology. Mm-hmm. I think that it's smart enough to like not think that a firework is a gunshot, right?
Probably. Kind of stuff. Entirely like the idea
they
of
can
thinking
do machine
of,
learning.
Yeah,
machine
yeah, yeah.
Learning, artificial intelligence style.
Yeah, it's pretty soon the Google captchas are going to be like, listen to these noises. Are these gunshots or fireworks?
Turns out all that shit was fake. It was just people. It was just captchas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's never been AI. It's just people doing captures.
I remember seeing something that was
they keep
like,
the real AI. They keep the real AI from us because they don't want us to open our third eye.
That's so true. That's so true.
I mean, do you know what the real artificial intelligence is?
Jesus. Oh, true. That's what you're calling Jesus artificial, which is fucked up.
I mean...
No, you misheard.
No, you misheard me.
Give me 15 or so minutes to prepare an answer to your.
I'm just filming you, just because, just for my safety, our safety, your safety.
I think though, fixing a way to fix Chicago, and this just came to me, but without thinking about it any longer, I think a way to fix Chicago is make all guns illegal, no matter what, but then. And then forcibly take them back, like do like extreme raids and forcibly take back.
Okay, so deploy the military.
Yeah.
Into Chicago, martial raid, block to block. Okay.
Martial law for like I don't know how long would that take?
Months.
6 months.
At that point.
6 months. Yeah.
At least.
And then though, say like, hey, sorry, that was rude. We realize this has caused a lot of distress for you and your families. We are offering free guns now, and the only guns provided them are fucking blunderbusses, muskets.
They just set him back a century, basically.
Yeah, just give him muskets and then have him. So then no longer do you have people like hop out in the street and just like have those, what is it, the Glock switches where you can like automatically fire. You take one shot and then you spend 15 minutes reloading it.
Yeah.
That
would be a lot less efficient.
Yeah.
I have
to
agree with you. At that point, I think you could just, you might be better off stabbing somebody.
Truly. So, I mean, they would have to make a decision, I guess, at that point.
Sure.
So I think
I think you fix it. I have no questions.
I think it would work, and it'd be
no
really
questions about that.
It'd be really funny to see them like the Chirac-ology guys posting videos in like Nissan Altimas with the huge fucking musket sticking out the sunroof. You know, just like having to like feed in the what is it, like the wick or whatever. Didn't they have to light like a wick at the end of
wait for what?
For those blunderbusses, like you didn't have, you just put a bunch of fucking pellets in there, and then you had to have a fuse, and you had to light it, right?
Yes. Well, yes. So before it, because there's a thing with black powder rifles, I think, is where you have the hammer, and the hammer comes down. I'm thinking like Revolutionary War, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
Hammer comes down, ignites the black powder, expels the round from the barrel, and then you have to repack around with black powder and then put the firing. You have the little firing thing too. You have to like do the hammer. I don't actually know though. I think that's based on my knowledge of video games mostly.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But I think what you're talking about is like the before version, and there must have been little tiny fuses you had to use to like go into the black powder. I don't know.
I feel like I've seen somebody like feeding through, like Mel Gibson or something, feeding through, walking through the streets of Chicago.
La Patriota.
Dude, I love The Patriot. What a fucking... I watched it for the first time like a month ago.
Is that where someone gets shot with a cannon? Goes right through their stomach?
I think so. Man, I've
I watched
memory.
That in school, but I didn't pay attention.
You know, it's such an interesting... an interesting group of movies that we got to watch in school, but were either R-rated or had like nudity in them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like Rock Me Amadeus. What do they call that movie?
Amadeus. Yeah.
What a shitty movie.
Really? I fucking love Amadeus.
I just had to watch it so many times. I had to watch it in college even.
Well, why?
For what? Music class. I had to take a music class.
Okay. I love that movie. I love how he's so obsessed with farting and shitting and like smelling farts.
It's just too long.
It is so goddamn long. Yeah.
And that, I think that girl's ugly.
It's a classic story though. I love the effortless genius and the guy who's working so hard and can never live up to his genius, you know, can't match his genius. Like there's that scene where, whatever the guy that doesn't like Mozart, he is like playing some sort of composition for
Start with the F,
the king.
What's his name? Frankfurt, Franklin,
Freddie bit my finger.
Tommy bit my finger. Freddy got fingered.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy got fingered.
Can you imagine that? What if that movie, instead of that guy, it was just a boxed copy of Five Nights at Freddy's?
You know? That'd be a very different movie, I think.
He's so different. But he's like playing some composition for the King of Germany, France, who the fuck? France, right? Doesn't matter.
I have the wrong person to ask.
But he's like playing something, and then Mozart walks in, and he's just like
Spain.
Dressed, who knows? He's dressed as some like gay little boy, and he
of course
like,
he always
oh
did.
That song was like super cute. But it, imagine if it was fucking good as hell, and then he sits down and plays like the Doom 1-1 like music, and everyone fucking loses their minds.
He starts playing like
he plays that CKY song,
99 Quiet Bitter Beings.
Yeah,
98 yeah. Quiet Bitter Beings.
That'd be fucking. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool movie.
That's a cool song, dude. That's a good riff.
Yeah, and then it cuts back to the Five Nights at Freddy's box, and it has like has the anime blushing cheeks on it, and it's embarrassed, you know.
I don't understand how the box of a game can be a person, a character, but
then you have such a limited imagination. I
have such a small imagination.
Yeah, you see things in such a two dimensional way.
That's true.
I feel sorry for you that you can't see it. Whenever I watch a movie, think, damn, which one of these characters could be a Five Nights at Freddy's PC box? One of those big boxes.
I just want to unpack that for a little bit because
yeah, let's do it.
You know, PC games did at one point in time come in boxes. I myself owned Guild Wars, Battlefield 2,
Counter-Strike.
A number of games that came on DVDs in a box, CDs and then DVDs in a box.
I loved
Five Nights at Freddy's
boxes.
Has never gotten a physical release, as far as anyone in this world knows.
Five Nights.
You're gonna try to prove me wrong. I bet
Freddy's.
You're fucking wrong.
Box. Okay, it looks like they sell dildos for children in box.
Oh my god.
There's a Five Nights at Freddy's dilator set.
the bathtub estrogen kit.
Okay, maybe you're right. Yeah.
I know I'm right.
It yeah,
didn't
I mean,
have
I guess
a publisher.
Been...
It was like a self. Wasn't it like fucking?
Yeah, To be honest, I don't know what that game really is.
You don't
know
anything about game development, game design.
That is untrue.
You're such a freaking Luddite, Philistine.
No, I'm a coomer. I'm a gooner. I'm a gamer.
I'm a coomer.
I'm a meme explainer.
Yeah.
Do you see You know, speaking of the real AI, did you see that? So ChatGPT-4 is out in a box.
they put it in a box. You can buy it at Best Buy.
You
go to Fry's Electronics.
I'm at Micro Center getting my ChatGPT expansion pack.
I'm not going to lie, though. Going to Micro Center is what it felt like going to Best Buy like as a kid.
Micro Center fucking rules. It's
like they have everything.
It's going to be a huge bummer when that goes out of business at some point, inevitably, probably.
I think they're growing. I think with PC gaming, people need a physical storefront to buy their stuff, you know.
Maybe.
I think they're gonna stick around. I think there's only enough room in town for one big dog like that. Because like, I mean Fry's is like was shrinking. But I think Micro Center was at least expanding last time I heard.
Well, Micro Center didn't like use 60% of their budget on building like oil derricks and spacewalk dioramas, you know.
It was a fun novelty. That was really great until it all of a sudden seemed like a huge waste of money when the company is like going under. Realistically, it probably wouldn't have made a difference. What do I know?
Yeah, who knows? But I did love it. I think Fry's is that just a Texas thing? Like a Southern thing?
Yeah, it's definitely Texas. It's Texas, if not like maybe Oklahoma, like Louisiana, or like Arkansas. I don't know. It's regional. I think it might be Texas.
It was fucking. I remember going with my dad to buy a Sony Vaio desktop.
Hell yeah.
That was just, it's crazy to look at like prices of, you know, people talk about GPU prices now and how expensive
a Vaio
computer components
desktop.
Are.
What year was this?
So the rest of that story was, while he was buying that, I was like, well, I need a little treat. Now you're getting this fucking thing. Like, why don't I get something cool? And so he bought me a Super Mario Sunshine while I was there too.
Oh, that's sick.
Whenever Super Mario Sunshine came out,
Okay.
Let me see. When was that?
Good answer.
2002. So this would have been 2002.
Okay, okay. That makes sense. This was before broadband or anything. Before we had broadband, we had dial-up, and we had, like, the family computer in, like, the living room, kind of. And it was a Compaq Presario 95.
Okay. Yeah, rest in peace to Compaq.
Yeah, RIP Compaq. A Houston company, actually.
Yeah. I knew a lot of people worked at Compaq.
A lot of people worked at Compaq, yeah. And then they didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That all got absorbed into HP, didn't it? Didn't HP take over all the Compaq campuses?
Yeah. Because they were like, yeah. They were never hyphenated. It was never HP Compaq, was it?
No. And then Gateway, too. Gateway was another one that was like Compaq level. But Gateway had a lot more like media presence.
Gateway was, I think it was a smaller play. I think it was sort of, they went for the QVC, direct-to-consumer sort of, I don't know, all in, I don't know. I don't know what the deal was, but it came in that cow box, you know?
Yeah, they were like, they were really big on branding and marketing. Cause I was just like, I'm rewatching the Wire, and mm-hmm. all of their computers, if it like does a shot of the computers, they all have a Gateway logo visible.
That's funny.
Which is kind of funny.
Well, no, I think that they were just like cheaper, but they were like, you could get really cheap ones, but they were like underpowered at the time or something like that.
Okay.
At least that's what I remember, was that they were shitty. Like Gateway meant shitty.
Huh.
When I was a kid.
See, that's so funny, because I don't have any. Was your dad or?
I think that's probably just something my dad said to me one time.
Okay.
And then I took it as gospel.
Okay, because like my parents were like super. I mean, like basically Luddites, like super anti technology, or just like just
my dad
dragged
was
into the future
in, because of like work. He was a little bit in, like, he was a little bit ahead of the curve on technology at the beginning, you know.
I legitimately
like bringing home zip drives and like games.
Gotcha. Yeah.
On floppies and stuff, playing
strip
shareware,
strip poker, playing that Tetris game where at the end you'd see like pixelated nibbles.
Hmm. Oh, now I don't really see the point of that.
I was just gonna say my mom was like super, like legitimately convinced.
She was really into that nasty anti game where you'd see the nipples after you solved the Puyo Puyo.
Yeah, you walk in, my mom fapping to a floppy disk of.
she's jilling.
Yeah, I opened the door, I could smell it already, and you're like, oh god.
She is soaked the bed.
It reeks of mature woman.
It reeks of piss. Yeah.
No, but they were just like super. My mom was like very convinced that computers were just a fad, based on nothing though, based on just her. Unwillingness to learn anything.
That's my favorite low IQ take from that time.
Yeah.
It's like the internet's not going to do anything and computers are a fad.
Yeah. I love reading all those articles about how like nobody's ever going to, like no one's going to buy anything online.
Online shopping.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, I wanted to buy Tribes Vengeance or something off eBay. My mom was like, why would you want to buy? Like, she was like, I don't want to buy anything online. What, do you plug your credit card? No way. We're not doing
that. Yeah. I mean,
cut to a couple years later, she was buying shit off eBay.
She's in FaZe Clan.
Herself. She was an eBay. She turned into an eBay fiend.
Yeah, dude. That generation loves to fucking, they love eBay. eBay is like,
Yeah.
eBay
was
big.
Shit isn't even cheaper on eBay anymore. There's no point in like looking on eBay.
No, it isn't. It's just another fucking storefront. I would like,
basically.
My dad's like the way he would unwind was just look at eBay shit he would never buy, just scroll through eBay listings, like cars. You look at classic cars on eBay.
I would look at, like as a child, I would look at cars on eBay that I couldn't buy.
Oh yeah. My favorite were eBay,
or because I was a child with no money,
but. The Craigslist ads that are for cars, and it's like, damn, here's this 2004 Subaru Impreza WRX. It's got 12,000 miles. It is $6,000. It's my brother's car, but he's going into the military. And so we have to get rid of it. Right now it's in a shipping container. And the craziest part, though, is that the only way you're going to be able to pay me is I'm going to send you a check for $20,000, and I'm going to go ahead and need you to take that to the bank and then cash it. And then the remainder you're going to send back to, it's just like this convoluted thing. And I'd look at it and be like, man, maybe though.
But hey, you know? but dad, look, but maybe,
dad, there's
maybe
obviously it's come. Maybe it's real.
might. Why would you think it's not real?
Yeah. Would somebody who has a brother in the army lie about their car?
You're such a retard as a kid.
I don't think that's true at all.
I'm just brilliant
imagination.
Yeah. For better or for worse.
Yeah.
You're imagining what it would be like if you were gay.
See, the better joke would have been imagine to be straight. Was the better joke. Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
It's tragic. You know, if you want to edit this whole thing and then put it up, you're welcome to, you know, finagle that around.
I'll take a shot.
No, it's fine. It's just.
No, I'll take a shot.
Okay, cool.
No, fuck you.
How was your St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, wonderful. I tried to go to the place I like to go, and it was too busy.
Okay. So you just left. Great.
I forgot it was St. Patrick. Yeah, I just drove. I just left. I just went in the parking lot and left again.
Dude, I tried to go to
too busy.
Friend of the podcast, Hunter Biden, was leading this Al-Anon meeting a while back, and I was going to go and just, you know, make up some story for attention. I was going to go up there and lie for attention, because it seemed like it would feel nice to do that and also get dirt on all these Hollywood insiders, you know, figure out which ones have alcoholic relatives to give myself some leverage to elbow my way.
Always
into,
a good strategy. That is literally in 48 Laws of Power. So you're ahead of the curve.
What is that?
That tip that you just gave, you know, that's in 48 Laws of Power.
I don't know what that is, though. What is that?
You just haven't read it yet. It's a book.
Okay. I haven't even heard of it, though.
The 48 Laws of Power?
Is this another
from the author of The Art of Seduction?
I don't know what that is either.
I actually don't think it's called The Art of Seduction. I think that's a different thing.
The Science of Seduction. The Calculus of Seduction. The Trigonometry of Pussy.
The Pussinometry. Robert Greene, 48 Laws of... it is from the author of The Art of Seduction.
Okay.
But it's a national bestseller, first of all. But you want to hear some keys to power and stuff?
Yeah, but what I was going to say is I drove there
all
the way there.
Laws.
And I was going to park, and I couldn't find a parking spot for literally half an hour, and so I left.
Dude, that's such bull. That's some California bullshit, right?
It's absolutely some fucking Los Angeles bullshit. But yeah, go ahead and give me the key to.
You want me to hit you with some laws?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to hit you with the short version of these. Never outshine the master. Law 2. Never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. Law 3. Conceal your intentions. Law 4. Always say less than necessary. Law 5. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life.
This is
Law 6.
This
court
book is written
at all costs.
This book is written by that black guy on the subway reading
two
books
successful?
At the same time.
Because I read books like this, dude.
No, you know
Law
that guy
7,
reading two books.
Get others to do
the
work for you, but always take the credit. Law 8. Make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary.
What?
Law 9. Win through your actions, never through argument. Law 10. Infection. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. Law 11. Learn to keep people dependent on you. Law 12. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim.
Disarm?
Law 13.
The victim?
When
what
asking
the fuck?
For help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to their mercy or gratitude. That's actually a good... Well, I don't know. Law 14. Pose as a friend, work as a spy.
Law 15. Put an ice cube in the pussy. Cool it down.
Cool it down 1 degree. Crush your enemy totally. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Keep others in suspended terror. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. Do not build fortresses to protect yourself. Isolation is dangerous. Know who you're dealing with. Do not offend the wrong person. That's good advice. Do not commit to anyone. play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark.
Try to suck your own dick.
That's a good one. Use the surrender tactic. Transform weakness into power. The Trump move, Trump maneuver. Concentrate your forces. Play the perfect courtier? How do you say that?
Who knows? I don't know. We should watch Amadeus again, figure it out.
Probably. Recreate yourself. Check. Keep your hands clean. Play on people's need to believe to create a cult-like
following. Wash your ass. Wash your pussy out.
Tell your girl to wash her pussy and her ass. Interaction with boldness.
Okay.
Plan all the way to the end. Make your accomplishment seem effortless. Control the options. Get others to play with the cards you deal.
I love the idea of the plan for the plan to the end when this guy obviously is just like on so much cocaine writing just stream of consciousness rules.
That's why
as
it's
they
good. No, this is Sun Tzu, Machiavelli. This is all that shit, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Put together. Discover each man's thumbscrew. Be royal in your own fashion. Act like
lick
a king
each man's
to be treated
balloon
like
nut.
One. That's true. You got to act like a king to be treated like a king. Master the art of timing. Disdain things you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. Create compelling spectacles. Think as you like, but behave like others. That's sort of the Western promises. Set up waters to catch fish. Oh, no, sorry. Stir up waters to catch fish.
Is that good advice, though?
Do you want me to read the details
like you're supposed
on
to
that?
I think you're supposed to be real quiet out there. Not saying, not talking too much, being
okay, well, here
stoic.
Go. Anger and emotion are strategically counterproductive. You must always stay calm and objective. But if you can make your enemies angry while staying calm yourself, you gain a decided advantage. Put your enemies off balance. Find the chink in their vanity through which you can rattle them and you hold the strings.
I don't want to hold strings.
And then there's a whole chapter about that one, like later in the
holding strings.
Yeah. Despise the free lunch. That's good. Avoid stepping into a great man's shoes. It's pretty good advice, too. I made that mistake in my life before. Strike
what was it?
Shepherd,
sorry, repeat that last one.
Avoid stepping into a great man's shoes.
Mm, okay.
Because you're always going to, pale in comparison. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Work on the hearts and minds of others. Disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect.
But never
reform too much at once.
I'm going to need to know what the mirror effect is. Is that just mirroring their personality? Is that just
let me find out.
That's repeating what they said back to you. Back to
the mirror reflects reality, but it is also the perfect tool for deception. When you mirror your enemies doing exactly as they do, they cannot figure out your strategy. The mirror effect mocks and humiliates them, making them overreact. By holding up a mirror to their psyches, you seduce them with the illusion that you share their values. By holding up a mirror to their actions, you teach them a lesson. Few can resist the power of the mirror effect.
My man played Ocarina of Time and fought Shadow Link and was like, damn, shit. I got some fucking ideas about this.
Yeah, this is by Tariq Nasheed. This is his first book. Never appear too perfect. Do not go past
Sorry,
the mark you aimed for. In
too
victory,
late,
learn when to stop. And then Law 48, assume formlessness. By taking shape, by having a visible plan, you open yourself to attack.
Law 50, become a goo alien.
Become a gooner. Instead of taking a form for your enemy to grasp, keep yourself adaptable and on the move. Accept the fact that nothing is certain and no law is fixed. The best way to protect yourself is to be as fluid and formless as water. Never bet on stability or lasting order. Everything changes.
Rule 60. Suck your homie's dick every once in a while.
It ain't gay. A man know what men want. A man know what a man want.
Is this like a book that was very popular? And
it was published by Penguin. It's a bestseller. It's literally like a... Yeah,
like a big book, like a book that a lot of like. Is it surprising that I don't know what this is?
No, but like people, like other people in the Discord know what it is. You know what I mean? Not
okay.
Everybody.
There's a book I
some
bought.
Some have
me
read
and,
it.
Me and a friend of mine, growing up, we bought this book at the same time called Real Ultimate Power. Do you know what this is?
No.
It's a real like Maddox.x Mission style book. It's epic. It's like
delicious tacos.
But yeah. But like at the very beginning of that whole thing, mm-hmm. like the beginning of like epicness. it had a lot of like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it had a chapter on like pirates versus ninjas.
Okay, now that is pretty epic.
I think the cover literally had a ninja on it. And my friend's mom took the book away from him because it said something about like, I don't know, like getting your hog sucked or something. It had something in there about like, it had some derogatory language about getting filleted or something.
Getting your hog sucked.
And his mom hated it. His mom, also the same friend who, we were literally in elementary school or middle school or something. I forget what, but I asked to stay the night, or, you know, I asked to stay the night at his house, and his parents were like, why would you do that? And he was like, I don't know, to have fun so we can hang out. I'm like, okay, well, where is he gonna sleep? Just like super concerned. And then finally convinced him that I would stay over, or I could stay over. And then the next morning after I left, his mom grilled him for like an hour, being like, are you a fucking faggot? Are you having sex with that boy? just like freaked out. Was so, they had no idea why two young boys would want to like hang out and do a sleepover. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so fucking crazy.
It was apparently, it come to find out later, years later,
he was gay?
She had gone through my backpack while we were sleeping to like check for like any, like she found my iPod and was like looking through the songs and stuff to make sure there weren't any like gay songs or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Making sure
there
wasn't any Lil Nas X. Fucking, getting butt fucked. That song, Butt Fucked by the Devil.
Yeah, they really did a number on that fucking kid.
Jesus Christ. And what's his name?
I'm not gonna say it.
Wait, but which one was he? He was a witness, obviously.
Jehovah's Witness. He was tall. He was blonde.
Yeah. Okay.
I smoked weed for the first time with him.
Is he the subject of any other fun stories that you may have told to me in private or on the podcast?
Maybe. The only other story I can think of is we like both got into like skateboarding at the same time, and like again, fucking fifth grade or sixth grade or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I forget where we went, and we got these, like they gave them away. They were this excerpt of a book written by Tony Hawk or something. And so it was like a tiny little freebie, basically a zine.
Pamphlet.
Before we were able to look through them, his dad took them, went into his office, and sharpied out all the swear words and then gave them back to us.
I just want you, you'd have to think that at some point during that, you'd be like, it's, what are we trying to do and what are we accomplishing? Like, what are we really doing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the problem was
they sound like dysfunctional people.
Yeah. I think the problem, or one of the problems, was, they both, before, becoming Jehovah's Witnesses, or as I like to call it, finding the truth.
Mm-hmm. They're both huge sluts.
Yeah, literally. They were like in their retelling of their history, they were like the wildest fucking,
you know,
like,
they play it up. You know, they play it up.
Oh, of
so
course.
Much.
Yeah. They literally just smoked cigarettes. It's like
they smoked cigarettes and had like sex a couple times.
Yeah. And so they found the truth, capital T, the truth. And, were like adamant,
just like RXK nephew's grandma.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And were adamant that their kids would never fall into one of Satan's devious machinations.
Well, that sounds like, you know, like it would be a good thing.
Yeah. He was also, his dad was like a giant man. He was like 6'10" or something, like humongous and like huge. And so whenever I would see him at church, he would like do the thing where he would like grab me by the shoulder, like slap my back and like send me flying, like across the room, in a way that was like, we already know you're humongous. Like there's no need to be a dick about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like excessive. Come you don't on. Need to do that. No one's questioning how tall you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was a little rude. I felt a little bit rude. I was asking you about St. Patrick's Day because go ahead.
I was just gonna say that it was too busy at the bar, so I left. I went home, and
True.
It pissed me off.
Yeah, that's rough. It's a shitty feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw.
It was a little traumatic. I'll be honest with you.
T-Shirt, it's great to see you again.
This is Biden.
We just spent a little time down in the Oval Office, and we just finished an excellent meeting. So now we can enjoy a little bit of a celebration. When I went over to Ireland, it was a great experience. I'd been to Ireland many times, but not to actually look up to find my actual family members. And there were so many. And
sounds like Tarek's business.
Weren't in jail. They were all.
What?
But all kidding aside.
Did you hear that?
The Bullocks and the Finnegans and all yeah. the folks who we were related to spent 6 days there. And one of the things that. And the Finnegans were from County Louth. And there's still, if you go to What's County Louth, there's about? Still a place called Finnegan's no Pub, knows. Which is, Reverend, it's related to my family. Now, I'm the only Irishman you've ever met, though, that's never had a drink, so I'm okay. I'm really not Irish. But look, as many of you know, I, like all of you, take pride in my Irish ancestry.
Yeah, alcoholism is really good.
And as long as I can remember, it's been sort of part of my soul.
I love him, dude. I have so much, like, chagrin thinking back to days when I chose Bernie over him.
Yeah, you're on the Biden boy.
I am riding with Biden, a fellow pressed meth head.
Yeah,
fellow pressed meth. I love the idea. It's like I've never had a drink before. Well, he has
true?
So much so many stimulants pumping through his veins.
Oh yeah, the amount of drugs in his system at a given time. What is that even true? Is he like a teetotaler like Trump?
I don't know. He wouldn't say that's insane if that's true. Cause I feel like that should have come up. They should have gone and they should have gone to one of those like, fuck it. They should have gone to the same Instagram party to get those fake cocktails, mocktails.
Mocktails. Teetotalers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I always thought there was like a better way to say it that I just didn't understand. I didn't know. Cause I would read it in, Fable. I remember that was a rank of something in Fable. Like maybe how many beers you drank at the tavern or something.
Oh, interesting.
Remember that? Something like that?
Maybe. Oh. It sounds... I loved Fable. I thought Fable was...
Oh, I played the fuck... I literally, whenever it came out, I stayed home sick from school and I beat it. First playthrough was like 10 hours. And
yeah.
I just started it again and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved that game.
It was... That was such a good game. Also, but you know what? Actually, this is so funny. That same guy that his parents convinced us that we were gay, he obviously could not play games like that. And neither could I, really. But for whatever reason, I like begged my parents to let me get Fable because I was just completely bought into all of the, you know, hype. And I had been reading Game Informer and just been obsessing over the game. And so they like let me get it for whatever reason. I think what ended up happening is the guy at the GameStop was like a fucking real hero, and he could see the plight I was having with my dad trying to get the game. And he was like, yeah, no, I mean, like, the violence is all optional. Like, you can, the whole thing is choice. So you can be like a, you know, a pacifist and not engage in it. But he was like looking out.
Dude,
like,
what a homie.
Yeah,
what a
truly.
Homie, man.
Truly. But
that's
that
so
same.
Funny. What if your dad just went back there and punched him in the face?
But that same kid whose parents were worried that we were gay together, when it came time in the game to like court and to choose a mate, you could have a same sex relationship.
And in Fable,
that,
right?
Yeah, in Fable, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, that same friend was like, you should marry the guy.
Oh, no.
So maybe his parents were fucking onto something.
Oh, shit. Wait, but I feel like that would just be like his parents would go insane if they saw that. That he chose to marry a man in that game, they would throw him in a well.
Oh my god, yeah, truly. I literally did not, I wasn't able to hang out with him for 2 years because he came over to my house once and our across the street white trash neighbors were riding four wheelers and he got on one of the four wheelers and we were riding it around. And then his parents found out that we did that. And we're like so pissed at my parents that they weren't like helicoptering us outside.
Retarded.
And retarded. So I didn't talk to them for like literally 2 years.
Parents are so stupid, dude.
God, they just don't, parents just don't understand.
Well, neither do kids for the record, but parents, like especially I feel like our parents, not specifically our parents, but that generation of parents, were just really, on the whole, really fucking stupid.
Yeah, for sure.
They and were bad at they everything.
Were, yeah. I feel like they. Oh God, yeah. I think about some of the decisions, not even just related to my kind of fucked up religious.
They just never practiced what they preached, you know.
They just had. I mean, God, yeah. I don't know. They just had no. They weren't living with the intention, you know. There was no like.
No.
They just were
no
like truly fucking winging it. The most important moments of our
lives.
Which
in a way, I think there's some value to like. The idea that you could, like, I don't know, just that you could kind of wing it. I don't know what I'm trying to get at. But I think that is not how, I mean, you should probably think about things a little bit more than.
I mean, there's probably a healthy balance of, educating yourself on the terms of service, the best practices of raising a kid, figuring out like, hey, this has been known. If you do this, there's been enough like evidence that this is going to fuck them over entirely. But then going too far down that route and like creating like a syllabus for raising your kid is probably going to fuck them up in some way.
True.
But then truly just winging it and not really giving a fuck is probably also going to fuck them up in some way. You know?
It's inevitable. It's like there's, I don't know. That's why I feel like you have to have like, I don't know. If you're going to try to like keep your kid from having a phone or a screen, from having like screen, you know, like portable screens, that not controlled screens or whatever, until they're like 16 or something, then they might want a laptop. No, laptop, maybe like 15. I don't know. You need to have other parents like around you that are also doing that. Otherwise, your kid's just going to be like miserable.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. It's going to be, you're going to make it harder on them, and it's not going to have the effect that you want it to. I say that as not a parent. I don't know anything.
There's a video of somebody like, I don't know, filming these kids who are it's fucking elementary school, middle school. I have no idea. And it's like one after one. It's like right when the dab was popular, you know, you're doing the dab. And it's like, it's a lot like me in elementary school where it was like 9 black kids all doing the dab in like a really sick ass way.
Yeah.
And then the last person to go is the white kid and he walks up and he just like does a karate pose. He like has no concept of like what the dab is. He doesn't know how to do
the karate pose.
He doesn't know how to dab. He's a cracker ass white boy.
Did you do the karate pose?
No, I didn't do a karate pose. This is the video I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were relaying experience. I got distracted.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. I said I was like this, where I was
it
the one white.
Like something. Oh, you was like.
I was the one cracker ass white boy. Mm-hmm. And anyways,
what the deal was? Sorry.
That would be the kid if you didn't have kind of environment where a lot of people were doing the same things. You would be the outcast who didn't know how to dab or didn't know how to dougie.
Yeah.
Remedial dougie. Class,
yeah, man. Everything is just so weird right now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's tricky. It's tricky. I was watching. You're familiar with No Jumper?
Am I? I became familiar with it recently. Yes.
Okay. So, kind of same, actually, because
I had always had known the name because, like, I would hear about it in reference to like SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah. Some SoundCloud rapper took a fucking blunderbuss into the No Jumper studios and threatened to
a fistful of a Xanax and a blunderbuss.
threatened to shoot some guy
they
named Dave,
Xanax
Dave,
out of the
Daybed Sanchez. Yeah,
Daybed Sanchez.
But there was some
that
No Jumper
me, dude. That's my real name.
No Jumper fucking podcast video thing where they were talking about like porn, and they were talking to two anti-porn activists and kind of going over like the implications of banning porn, or should porn be illegal, the morality of porn or whatever.
Sure.
And it's interesting though, because I feel that like the content of that is boring and not relevant, but I feel like there's probably, it's like so funny thing about like kids. But you probably don't want to, at least in my opinion, don't want to encourage your kid to seek out looking at pornography, but you have to understand that it is like going to
inevitable
happen
at some point. Yes.
And so your response to that needs to be prepared and like reasonable.
But it shouldn't be like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, it depends on the age, I guess. But remember we read that one fucking we read that one Slate article that was like teaching my son how to jack off. And I was so proud when he called me when I was in a conference in San Diego and said, "Hey, Dad, I came all over the cat."
Dude. Those people should be.
Yeah, son, I was on Twitter and I saw your tweet. Any pony up stroking the horse dick, and I'm so proud of you, son. That's so brave of you to be stroking your horse, your cock. I've seen that thing though, and it's not a horse cock.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, intentional community in Oklahoma or like Arkansas. I'll see you later. But not too intentional. I don't know what that. I actually don't know what that term means. But
is that a thing? Intentional community.
I don't know. I think so. It's like where it's like a, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of what it sounds like, but,
it sounds kind of like the school they send bad kids to.
My idea is just like, it's like, you know, it's a, there's a shared ideological shared values to the people that like would sort of seek out the place, you know, that would want to live there. It's like based on their understanding of like doing certain, I don't know. Like we're all going to like, we're going to make, you know, I'm going to have the chickens. You're going to have the cows, you know? This other guy's going to have the tomatoes, you know, stuff like that.
Are you going to...
We're all just trade it around so now that, you know, so it makes it easier. And just
so
sell
do,
all the stuff for, like, subsistence and then you just have, like, you have
black
your kids.
Hammer.
And then they don't have any shoes on. They're just running around with dirt. They don't learn any math.
They just have those Orbeez, they have those Orbeez guns or just...
But they're also not really religious. They're just sort of wild children.
Yeah, they get graded
and
like
hunt
like
raccoons with pellet guns.
Clip art. They get clip arts for grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's sort of what I'm
thinking. Yeah. In math today, I got a Mr. Bean guy looking at a mirror, you know?
Hey.
I got a picture of a train in social studies. Yeah. I think that's a good.
But the risk is you don't want to keep your... I think that there, at the same time that I think that like you could have like a lot of like help, like a lot of good socialization, even just like within a family, if you're like sort of try to have like a lot of, I don't know, like just do different things. But at some point you're going to inhibit your child's ability to have like the best social life and social skills. Or even just experience growing up, if they don't have contact to like the outside world, you know what I mean? You don't want it to be like a, you don't want it to be too compoundy. It's got to be the right kind of compound.
No, I'm gonna raise my kid like one of those Japanese watermelons. That's a square. I'm gonna put him in a little fucking box, and he's gonna be a little square kid.
You're gonna be the first person to do foot binding in like little rectangles.
See, I'm gonna do a whole kid binding. I'm gonna bind that whole fucking.
You're gonna make the first
bitch.
Minecraft kid. You can make a kid into Minecraft.
I mean, that'd be sick. He'd be so popular. Can you imagine?
Oh, that kid would be the most popular kid in school.
Yeah.
No question about
fucking
it.
Fucking Minecraft Steve.
Yeah, Minecraft Steve. That's what they call him, right? Bob the Builder.
Yeah. His kid's fit is... I'm going to bind his feet even more, though. So his whole body's bound, but then his feet... You can still tell that his feet are bound. You know? I don't know. I think it's closed community like that's probably dangerous though. It's like the Amish or, you know, at least I don't know if people know this, from listening to the show, but I was raised a Jehovah's Witness and kind of a closed community like that is kind of detrimental to, the well-being and mental health of the child, you know, but I will say, you know, I think having to leave that, having to make a stand, and have that kind of incredible challenge, I wouldn't take it back. You know, or maybe I would. Who knows? Who knows what I would have been? But I think
I was
having
about
to
say that's very admirable, and I think that's. But never mind.
I mean, having to go through that though is a
no. Of course, it's not something you would ever want to willingly choose. But like, what other there's no other way that you would be exactly who you are right now.
Yeah, and who I am right now. Is taking pressed meth tablets. I'm injecting Ozempic
well,
to get slutty
negative stuff. You can make
slutty skinny.
So You're drinking skinny girl margaritas and taking best meth tablets.
Dude, I'm going to fucking get on Ozempic. I'm doing it. This summer, I'm going to be fucking so skinny.
Yeah? Maybe I'll get on Ozempic. Oh my God. I'm surprised that all the celebrities are taking it because they said it makes your face look old.
People are fucking haters. They're fucking losers.
I'm gonna get on TRT and I'm gonna do the Blasting Cruise lifestyle.
I'm gonna make my own Ozempic in a bathtub. I'm gonna start the Femboy, the skinny Femboy Western Promises Discord server.
I'll send you an invite to the Keffels Discord because they have great like bathtub chemistry lessons in there. So I'll get you hooked up.
Yeah.
For making injectables, that is.
I feel like it would be so fun to be just rail thin without having to put in any sort of effort.
Oh, yeah. Take speed.
I think, yes. I mean, I'm doing it.
I know. You're pissing dirty.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a drug test just so we can laugh at when it says meth.
Do it. That'd be fun.
You should actually go buy yourself one and then take a picture and then send it to me. Take a picture of your penis while you're peeing. Send it to me. I will test it with my eyes to see if you're on meth. How about that?
My shriveled up penis and not able to pee at all. Like, yeah, that's meth, buddy.
It's like trying to pee for 15 minutes.
God, dude, there's been times when like been rolling on MDMA and realizing that I have to pee, leaving the group and going into the bathroom and just like both hands on the wall in front of the toilet.
That's like my least favorite thing in the world, and it happens to me now too.
Sweating and just desperate, but as soon as you do pee, it is such a beautiful feeling.
Best feeling, better than just anything like else.
Tears rolling down my eyes. Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. I'm also thinking I need to vape more.
You think so?
I need to vape more. I need to get my screen time up.
Yep. More vape. More screen time.
I'm going to double dose.
More Fortnite. More skins. More podcasts. More games.
Brother, this is my 41 rules of power right here.
48.
Never not be vaping.
Never not be vaping. I mean, I'm you know, it's good you're a convert. You see what I got here? This is a Block Elf. Elf Block.
Oh, what is that? Is that an elf bar?
Yeah. Elf Edition Block. Elf Edition.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a bigger version that's rechargeable.
Gotcha. Okay. So, see,
it actually lasts like a week.
Okay. So, I'm partial to the Flumes. And the Flumes are kind of this dildo shape that are fun, but they don't last long at all. And so, they started making the Flume Pebble, which is exactly that same thing.
Oh.
Which is great. Also, in California, they banned the sale of flavored tobacco or vapes. But the like Russian dude down the street from me like does not give a fuck. He doesn't care at all,
dude.
Which is nice.
That's awesome.
Well, because a friend of mine.
Well, anyone ever tell you regulations effective?
Well, friend of the show Israel Actual said like there's a couple people by him that he has to ask. And he has to like do like a wink and a nod to get them to
I remember that.
Yeah, the stash. But this guy just like it's still like advertised on the door that they sell flavored vape. So
baller. He's probably not.
It's been great. Find. I don't think so. Yeah,
the cops gonna go around enforcing that?
I don't know. Yeah, they're too busy circling my house because people have set off fireworks.
Yeah, they're too busy solving murders. Okay.
Yeah. Uh huh.
In a perfect world.
Truly. The only other thing I wanted to touch on, I mean, there's a few other things, but I'm going to save it for the for the next episode. What's probably. That
mean? You think the next episode's more important than this one?
No, I'm just saying we're over an hour, you know?
Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm down to keep going. I just have to pee. Yeah. You want to keep going?
No, I actually think I'm ready to call it.
Okay. I was just going
to
say two.
I didn't make it to go. I was just making a joke for the podcast, but we could cut it and do a little bit more, I guess. I would be down for that.
Yeah, let's do that. If folks, thanks so much for listening. Patreon.com/Western Promises.
That's right.
That is the number one spot. If you navigate to that on your gateway computer,
on the Moo Machine,
if you go to the secret computer lab in Super Mario Sunshine, and you log on to the Gateway branded computers that are it's a The Wire sponsored computer lab. You go into that.
That's right.
And then inside of that, you boot up the Opera browser, and inside of the browser on that computer, you go to patreon.com/WrestlingPromises. You can get access to all of the bonus content, including the next, let's call it half hour of this podcast.
Some motherfucker in Washington, D.C. tried to log into my Gmail account using Opera browser.
Just Biden.
Last night.
He just got confused. Joe Biden got confused.
Dude, I've been getting pings from Microsoft Authenticator.
Dude, it's that happened to me too. The spam shit has ramped up in an insane way recently.
Wild.
Let's talk about it on the bonus app.
Yeah, let's do that. And that Western Promises Patreon is going to get you access to bonus episodes. It's going to get you access to some video content. We've been experimenting with video podcasts. Still trying to figure out, you know, I think exactly how it's going to go. You know, we're open to, you know, we're experimenting, but
we're fucking in the lab. We're the scientists.
We're in the lab. We're mixing shit up. I'm hoping to start doing a little bit more gaming content soon, trying to figure that out. So
yeah, look up Lil Peek Resident Evil 4 remake demo.
Yes,
we did a little peek at that.
It's like a Giant Bomb quick look, but it's a Western Promises Lil Peek.
Yeah, it's better in every single way.
Obviously. Giant Bomb quick looks don't exist anymore.
Yeah, truly.
Unless they do.
They probably do, but they're probably dog shit. And then also, not to keep belaboring the point, but you get access to the Discord, which is the best place on the internet. Everyone's hanging out. It's a good time.
Our Discord
is popping off.
Insanely good. It's weird. I've never, you know, it's
yeah,
too good to be feels- true. It's like, you know, slow and steady wins the race. You try to build a community. You can't do it overnight. You know?
Yeah, I love popping in and checking in on what the Australians have been up to overnight, uh-huh. and seeing that they're like trauma bonding over
the Aussies.
Like, yeah,
playing World of Tanks,
getting like PhDs in in racism or whatever they do over there.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a good time. But thanks for
watching.
So when he was born, they told him he was sent from God, so he started going to village, helping the people, and they killed his ass. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Good. They killed Jesus for helping the people. That's why I ain't got patience with people. In the Bible, God dealing with Eve, they say God did a deal with the devil. That's the reason Job had souls on his feet. That's the reason Job lost his house. That's the reason Job lost his kids. I'm reading the Bible like, what is this? Adam made Eve off of one rib. They made the world in 7 days. So Adam and Eve had 1,000 kids. Cain and Abel, they fell out beefing. Me and my brother, we...